Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show, coming to you live from the greatest city on the planet, Durham, North Carolina, on this the 24th day of May, 2016. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. This evening, another special guest, a very special guest to me, and that's head women's basketball coach Vanessa Taylor of North Carolina Central University. And you know, I say it time and time again, North Carolina Central, the greatest university on the entire planet. And also tonight, once again, co-hosting Linda Van Smith. She's going to be here with us as we talk to Coach Taylor. And without further ado, let's get it started. Good evening, Coach Taylor, and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show.
Good afternoon. So excited to be here with you this afternoon, Mr. Wood.
Well, I tell you what, it's a nice, beautiful day outside, a great day for talking NCCU women's basketball. You know, a subject that's real close to my heart. Last year I broadcast games. Year before that I broadcasted games. And I feel like I've been accepted as part of the team. I mean, you know, the ups and downs,
yeah,
the curves, everything else. My emotions bounce around like everybody else, you know. And, y'all have made me feel so welcome. And I just want to tell you thank you for that. Because, you know, being a part of a team is one of the greatest things in the world that you can be and to feel included. Let's get started here, and let's talk about last season. Now, last season wasn't probably one of the, you know, the best seasons, but there was improvement. The kids began to understand the process because everything in athletics, whether you're playing peewee ball, AAU, whatever, is a process. So, and you had a young team. So can you tell us about, you know, last year's team and then this transition from that into this year's team, some of the kids that you picked up that, you know, will basically take the mantle and take the Eagles forward?
Well, sure. Last year our team was actually all in, and it was important for us to first learn how to be a team because we were so young. We only had about two or three young women playing on last year's team that had played, minutes the season before. And so we brought in several young women to play last year, and all of them gained what we thought was valuable playing experience. But we learned how to be a team last year, worked at just competing with consistency and playing for something bigger than themselves. And so that's where our focus was last year. And so we're excited coming into this year, having eight returning players from last year's team. We lost some. Tish Dixon, who was definitely a spark plug for that team to graduation, which we're excited for her. And also Kristen Askew was lost to graduation as well on last year's team. And Tashae Britton, who was the third senior on that team. And all three of them, Tashae will graduate this summer. And so we are moving forward. We're excited about this particular year, looking forward to seeing the young women take another step forward in the MEAC as well as the play outside of MEAC. But some great things happening, and always excited to talk to you about North Carolina Central University.
Yeah, you know, you talk about Tisha Dixon. I mean, one thing I can say about her, I know she's going to be missed, and I know her leadership is going to be missed because she is one of the players, the kind that I love, cut out a mold like me. Hey, look, I don't care. If the coach tells me I need to go inside, I'm going inside. I don't care who's in there. I don't care what elbows they're swinging. I'm going inside, and I'm going to lay that ball in there. I'm just going to get my body up. That's just the way it is. You look at Askew. She all of a sudden found her three-point range. She started backing people off and then stepping back and dropping the three. You had some other players that really impressed. Chantel Thomas learning, you know, the Division I game coming from, junior college. And you have Martin.
Right.
Who came in, and she's learned how to shoot that three. You know, you just have a lot of players. One of the better shooters I've seen in the league is Calhoun. You know, Taylor Calhoun, put it in there. She started lighting things up. Now, those players, what kind of role do they have to play in this year's team for you to be successful? I know they're young. You have freshmen. You have, you know, some sophomores. But the basic thing is, and the premise has been, sometimes the children shall lead you. So what is their role stepping up into? Role would they be stepping up into with this edition of the Eagles?
Well, I tell you, this year we actually will be led by our three seniors. Morgan Jones, who is an academic All-American, will be that sharpshooter that she's been for us. At times, her and Tish went back and forth with that leading scorer role last year for us, and she was consistent on the perimeter for us. And Monique Whaley-Briggs, who became solid and gained a lot of valuable confidence, playing a bigger role last year. She was very versatile for us, playing in between the 1-2 and the 3 on the perimeter. And then Chantel Thomas, who actually you just spoke about, who actually started for us the last 10 games of the season or more, became more solid and acclimated with playing in the MEAC, coming from the junior college ranks. And so those three will be seniors this particular year. They definitely will lead this team on and off the floor. But they'll have some help with the foundation of five other underclassmen. Dominique Adams, who's also North Carolina born and bred, out of Winston-Salem. Deja McCain, who's out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And those are two of our freshmen that played a lot of minutes last year. But along with fellow junior Kerona Morton, who played in the post for us and got better as she played in the post and was our what we called our grit and iron person, because she played through a lot of injuries last year and still gave us quality minutes defending and rebounding for us. Jayla Calhoun was probably one of the surprises coming on. She got better as the year went on. She's had a great postseason, looking really forward to this coming year. And Ranisha Martin, with her quickness, is from down by that Delta, Mississippi Delta. She's ready and had a solid postseason as well, and they're ready to be impacts and strong contributors as we go forward this year.
Yeah, one thing I noticed throughout the year was with Morton. Morton started out, I mean, she looked like she was a little timid. She looks like she wasn't really, she was grasping the quote, and I always use the word the process, like she was grasping that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, like you said, I noticed about her is as the season progressed, she more or less just looked at folks and said, just bring it. And that's the kind of attitude I like. I mean, she, you know, they would try to, you know, screen her off or something. She'd just go right through the screen, or, you know, she would set a screen and people would hit the floor. And that's exactly, you know, the what I used to like to see from a player. A lot of people say, I guess I'm bloodthirsty, but it's good, hard, fair, clean basketball. If I'm sitting the pick right, if I'm rubbing the screen right, if I'm doing what I'm doing right, then there's nothing wrong. You know, and
right.
if you got a problem with it, it's on you, not me, because I'm doing what's right.
Right.
Well,
right.
Let's talk about fast-forwarding into 2016, 2017. You have some new players coming in. Talk to us about them.
Well, I don't know if you saw the release earlier, but we have a young lady coming out of Washington, D.C., Keshae White, will play on the perimeter for us. And in high school, she was able to scored over 1,900 points during her high school campaign. And so certainly we can't say what she's going to do at the college level, but she has definitely had an outstanding high school career, and we look for her to bring some of that excitement and scoring and add to our offense, as well as Aaron. Aaron is coming out of Erin Hauser, who was coming out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. She's a 6-foot, what you call it, inside-out player. She can play in the post, but also plays on the perimeter, gets out on the break, can put the ball on the floor, and we're very excited about Erin. She's played at a high level of basketball, playing at Orangeburg Wilkinson, who's always been a winning high school basketball program in that particular state. And they have a great coach down there, and Coach Cedric, who does a great job with those young women. And so those two will be our lead freshmen coming in, along with point guard Jaslyn Taylor out of T.W. Andrews, who is our North Carolina student coming in to add to our North Carolina students that are playing here at North Carolina Central. And so that's important for us to make sure that we continue to recruit the state well and entice more of our young women to come and play and be a part of what's happening with the Lady Eagles.
Now, I know a lot of kids are out there listening to this, young people. I call them kids. I'm an old man, so everybody's a kid to me. But a lot of the young people are listening to this broadcast. What would you tell them? Okay, I'm in high school right now, and I want to play Division I basketball. I want to play, whether it's at North Carolina Central or wherever it is. What is the biggest thing that you see between the kids in high school, the transition that it takes to become a Division I player? What do you see as, like, some of the things that, the obstacles that, I'm not going to say stand in their way, but they have to overcome in order to become a solid Division I player?
Well, I think one of the things that changes for them is that for a lot of our high school students, basketball was more so of an outlet at the high school level because the stakes and the demands were not as high. And so as they transition and talk about playing Division I ball, certainly you got to have that level of talent to be Division I, but there are some intangibles that are so important, like having just a strong work ethic. You know, developing that work ethic while you're playing AAU and playing high school is a key indicator for collegiate coaches once we go and talk to all those people that are part of their team, their supporting cast, the counselors, the teachers, everybody that we can talk to during that recruitment process. We are looking to hear that they are a hard worker. And also just being adaptable. You know, things that you did at the high school level, learning how to be successful at the collegiate level means that it may require some adjusting with that. Like in the state of North Carolina right now, we don't play with a shot clock. So you've got to adjust to the speed and the pace of the game change for that particular player. And so adjusting to that as quickly as possible allows them to become more or have an impact faster when they're playing that game. And so those things are definitely important. And just continuing, just being passionate about what you're doing, passionate about playing, you know, showing that desire in how you work, but also working outside of what is expected. You know, that's going to be very important when it comes to playing. And lastly, just you find two types of players when it comes to college. And we're looking for those that are highly competitive. And you have some kids that just love to play and then some kids that love to compete. And we're actually looking for those kids that love to compete. That's how you get it done when you're talking about, you know, transitioning a program, moving from where we are to the top percentile of our conference. That's the kind of young women that we're going to have that come in, and we're excited about those that we have coming back and those coming in. We feel they have a strong desire to compete and the courage to take this program to the next level.
Yeah, I've talked to some kids about, you know, the Division I level and stuff, and, you know, like I heard a few of them say, oh, my goodness, you know, the demands are so high. I've got to go to class. I got to go to practice. I got to keep up my training. I got to go get my treatments. I got to do this and I got to get that. And I just look at them and say, so you want me to say what? I mean, this is the life you chose. This is a commitment to being a champion, not only on the court, but a champion in life. Because I'm telling you something, when you go to that mailbox and every piece of mail in there got your name on it and you owe and it says due date on it, you want to be strong enough to have that job to make that commitment to make your life successful. And this is a start. You don't get 8 hours of sleep, tell you what, do two things. One, you're already doing it. Go to college and no one have kids. You'll never get 8 hours of sleep again in your whole life. So it's called a commitment. Okay, and it's a commitment to excellence, and that's what it's going to take. But anyway, let me bring in Linda.
Yeah, Mike,
Vance,
I just want to interject about that good work ethic, and that's what we try to instill, Coach Taylor. I am an eighth grade EC resource teacher, and we always try to instill that good work ethic because it will take you far. You know, we have a lot of students that like athletics. But they, you know, they like it, but they don't do well in the classroom, some of them. So, you know, we try to instill in that, you know, you need to have both. You know, you have to have that good work ethic both on court as well as off court. So that's very important. Those are some good, you know, pointers that we like to tell those our students.
Awesome. Definitely. That'll take you a long way because we all have a window where in terms of athletics, you know, for our 17 to 18-year-olds, you know, they feel like, well, this is never going to stop. But it is very important that they understand that we compete in the classroom as well as on the court.
Yes.
And so we are excited about the 8 young women that we bring back. They are boasting a GPA, a cumulative GPA of a 3.4 with the 8 that are returning.
Fantastic.
And so they're getting it done in the classroom as well.
Right, right. Let me ask you something about the Eagles.
Let me interject something right here. Isn't it great when the kids come in and they say, "Coach, you've been here all night," and you look at them and go, "Yeah." And they're like, "Why?"
Right.
Because that's what it takes to get the job done.
Exactly.
It's called commitment to excellence. I don't care how long it takes. You get the job done. But anyway, that's just my 2 cents for you young folks out there. Get the job done. All right, go ahead,
exactly.
Linda. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just wanting to say, Coach Taylor, talk to me a little bit about the Eagle Express. Now, how does that help in the process for the school as well as the athletic department? How does that promote the school?
When we talk about playing and coaching for something bigger than ourselves, you know, the number one fan and person that we have to make sure that we're representing, well, one of the people we have to make sure that we represent well would be our alumni and supporters of the program. And so the Eagle Express is set up to where all of our head coaches are going out in the different communities where we have large numbers of alumni with those associations, and we have an opportunity to spend time together during that time and talk about what they'd like to see happening in athletics with our teams, to talk about what we're talking about today, you know, what the team looks like, what the team needs are, you know, what they expect. And just, too, we can talk a little bit about their experiences when they were Eagle. We can also express the vision of our athletic director, Dr. Ingrid Wicker, and as well our chancellor. You know, she wants us, Dr. Saunders White, want Eagle excellence in every area. And so it gives us that opportunity to communicate that through what we're actually doing, talking about maybe some of those immediate needs that would help close the gap, but also just engaging the people that pour into the athletes that are there now with their personal resources and time. They're always there at the game. They're there early. They're there cheering them on, you know, but they're also reaching into their pockets and giving back to their universities. And so certainly we want to give them the opportunity to just have time with them outside of the game so we actually can talk and get to know each other.
Sounds good.
Coach, let me ask you a question quickly while it's on my mind. I got old-timer's disease. It'll slip quickly. How has the refurbishing of McDougal-McClendon Arena with the new four-sided scoreboard, the video board, the brand-new floor, just the brand-new imaging for the Eagles program, the new lights, which was absolutely fantastic. The place looks great. How has that helped in your recruiting? And I know it's improved the image of the university big time, but how has it helped in your recruiting?
Overall, the fan and the athlete's experience has been improved. And so, you know, your student athlete is the number one person that you need going out to sell your university because they're having a positive experience and they feel like the program and the department is growing. And in that respect, you know, our university has made that commitment by making sure we're doing those upgrades. And so there are still some things that are happening. You know, you're going to see more of that. If you walk through the building and look in the hallways, Dr. McCree has a vision for the entire building and the upgrades needed so that we continue to show our athletes that the money that's coming in and as they win those championships that we're growing not only with banners and rings, but also we're growing in terms of our resources and where they play. And the things that they have to use, their locker rooms in those particular areas. So we're excited about all of that.
Yeah, I tell you, going around to the various venues that we play in, I'm going to say it right now, and I know people will be like, "Really, are you serious?" Hey, look, McDougal-McClendon Arena is one of the better places, and I know it's our home court, but it's one of the better places we play in. I mean, you hear about some of these big-name places, and you go in and you're like, "Ah, nope, they ain't got nothing on us. Nah, mm-mm." And that really, I know, shows the players that also that that, you know, we are trying to improve. We're trying to get better and be better than anybody else. And that's very important to, you know, Eagle Land. And you know, I'd like to say to Dr. Ingrid Wickham-McCree and the Chancellor and everybody else, thank you so much for making those improvements. And, you know, Eagle Pride is really about excellence. And I can say this from being around the basketball team, that you strive for that excellence. You coach hard. You do your X's and O's hard. You work with the kids. You really take care of your players. And also your coaches, because you look at the way one of your daughters went out, and I call them your daughters, went out and got a head coaching gig over at Winston-Salem State University.
Congratulations.
Coach Lamonti, and I want to congratulate her on that. We talked to John Dale yesterday. Yes. He mentioned Coach Lamonti and Lamont, rather. And I tell you, I can tell the world, because I'm with you guys a lot, that you do everything, you and your staff do everything possible to put those young ladies first and make sure they have the opportunity to win. You give them all the X's and O's to go out there, and you even fire them up and get inside that heart. Now, you may not have as much talent as some people. They may out-finesse you, but they can never and must never outwork you. And that's what you take your players out there, and they work hard. They don't back off. They don't quit. And they keep coming.
Well, that's fantastic.
And, you can't ask for anything better than that.
Right. Well, we make sure, one, our administration has set the tone for a great atmosphere, and our fans coming in, they certainly are our sixth man, as we play to our slogan that we've been tagged, with the department, Protect the Nest. And so it's very important that we show Eagle Pride when we're actually playing. Every time we walk out there on that court, whether it is to practice or to play in a game, that we understand we are all playing for something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah.
And in doing that, the second thing that our young women have grasped is that, like you talked about, the process for us has been a marathon. Now, we've seen, if you look at some of our football program, who actually is doing a phenomenal job, they have run a sprint to the championship in terms of the MEAC championship and have been excellent and given us the example we need, as well as the men's program. Coach Moten has done an excellent job very quickly. We have been on more of a marathon path, but we're going to get there. And we're ready to begin to make strides now that our young women understand being a team, playing committed, being passionate about what they're doing in the classroom and on the court, and setting the tone in that particular area. And also now going out and recruiting some young women that we think will allow us to play at a higher level. And so we're excited about what's happening with the women's basketball program at North Carolina Central.
Well, Coach Taylor, thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. I want to once again congratulate you on a great recruiting class to bring them to the nest that we need to protect. And I look forward to working with you again in 2016, 2017. We're going to be on the road again. And
it's
always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Yes, it is. Yes. Thank both of you so much.
All right,
Coach Taylor, take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Coach Vanessa Taylor, the head women's basketball coach at North Carolina Central University, as she was on the air talking about the upcoming season, players coming in, players passed, and we'll be back after this to close the show out right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to the Overtime Sports Show as we're closing things out here. Once again, I want to thank head women's basketball coach at North Carolina Central University, the greatest university on the planet, Coach Vanessa Taylor, for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. Well, Linda, we're going to close this one out today. Some final thoughts on what you heard from Coach Taylor.
Seems like she has a lot of great things going on, which is fantastic. And Mike, is always a pleasure to have a conversation with an Eagle. Seems like she's got, you know, a good, strong team coming in. And hopefully, you know, we're going to see some great things. Eagle
pride.
I
tell you what, it's better talking to an Eagle than talking to one of them dreaded Aggies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, putting that sentence together is kind of rough for him, but I don't want to start no trouble. But anyway, coming up tomorrow night, Erica Henderson, an R&B, I think they call them hip-hop these days. Back in my days, it was like I said, Teddy P, Let It Go.
Mm-hmm,
but now, I don't know, it's hip-hop. Yeah. And she's going to be on to talk about her career. And I tell you what, it's really, really taken off. Everything she's touching, basically, is turning to gold. And we're going to talk to her tomorrow night. And then on Thursday night, Linda, you will have the show all by yourself. And tell our listening audience who your special guest will be.
My special guest will be Coach DeMario Leathers. He's a coach at Southern High School, and he's got a nonprofit called Pen to Win. So stay tuned.
And also a shout-out to a friend of mine, Juanita Farrow. She has written a book called The Common Good. Now, you've heard her here on the show about two or three times now, and I tell you what, that book is doing well, and it's a book that you need. It's of inspirational quotes, and I'm telling you, it will calm you down and change your life. Believe you me, I have calmed down some since reading this book. Can you believe that? But if you want to get The Common Good, all you have to do is go to her website at www.JuanitaSFarrow.com. You can get it from Amazon. You can also get it from Barnes & Noble, or you can go to www.thecommongoodbook.com. Either one of those will get you, you know, to the website that you can order it, or her Twitter handle is at Juanita S. Farrow. So if you want to drop her a line, find out how to do it, how she can get it to you, how do I do it on Amazon, here's a review of your book, whatever it is, be sure to do that. But I'm telling you, it's a book that you need. It's a book that will change your life. Well, once again, Linda, thank you so much for being a co-host tonight on the Overtime Sports Show. Look forward to tomorrow, 6:30. We'll be back on the air once again with Erica Henderson. She is a hip-hop songstress and writer from right here in the Durham-Raleigh area. Until tomorrow, take care, everybody.
Always a pleasure.